Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting seventh. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens strikes out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Rice scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rhodes. McManus moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Rice steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 8-1, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. McManus steals second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitehill hits a fly ball towards left. Musel catches it and throws to second to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kernick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kernick reaches second base with a double. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kernick moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Johnson steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hayworth settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hayworth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Jorgens reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgens scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pascal moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hammock now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Julie Wera now playing third base. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-4 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Arne Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Jorgens moves to third. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Fred Hammock. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Jorgens scores. Koenig moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Tigers. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Tigers. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.